Ladies and gentlemen, I give you, once again, the Nemacorn.
Once again the Nemacorn has fled my bed before the morn, cleft me, left me, scorned and torn, by my vows to goddess sworn. Blossom red.
This is William F. DeVault, the romantic poet of the internet, and welcome to this week's installment of From Out of the City, my podcast on the topic of poetry. Those of you who are regular listeners to the show may recognize that little piece of music, without the vocals, as a piece called Bridget, which I sprung on you all last March, saying that I would eventually get around to doing some lyrics for it. This morning I sat down and hammered out lyrics. I sat and listened to the piece over and over again until I got into the right mindset for it. One of the reasons for bringing it forward is within the next few weeks I'll be releasing my new CD entitled Nemacorn, and this track will almost certainly be on it. We're still hammering out the final order and contents, although I can tell you right now, at this point, there's a series of 18 tracks, which I'll go over with you right now, so that you'll know what to expect at this time from the CD. We have Damascus 3. Damascus 3, you may recall, is from my Damascus series of poems. It's the shortest piece on the entire CD, just running a little over a minute. Next up, we have the piece NQ, which is short for the Nosferatu's Quandary. Those of you who are regular visitors to my MySpace area may recognize that piece. It's a little bit of funked-up poetry, and if you haven't had a chance to listen to it, I think you should take the time to, because it's really something different and something energetic and something very, very pelvic. Coming in third, we have Right Set of Lips. How could I not include this one? It's painfully romantic, hopelessly romantic, and has gotten tremendous reviews on the MySpace area and just in general out in the world. We also have Falling and Fallen Angels. A little bit of hard-edged rock there, just trying to bring it across. That piece comes in just 1 second under 3 minutes, to be followed by Brisant Revelations. I love that piece. If you haven't had a chance to check it out, definitely check it out on the CD. Although I believe just a few months ago we included that as part of one of our shows. Next up we have at 2 minutes and 42 seconds, Joining the Machine. Those of you who've been listening regularly know that piece very well. It's a rather jarring piece of industrial music with a very deadly sound to it, a very rough machine sound to it, and it's open to a lot of interpretation there. And how could I not include Texture of Your Tongue? A little piece of erotica, 2 minutes and 40 seconds worth, certainly worth the listen. Next up, one of my favorite pieces. I could have built an entire CD around this. In fact, I could probably just put this piece alone on a CD and feel perfectly validated in selling just the CD with this one 3 minute and 15 second composition, The Fairy, Strange But Beautiful. I haven't made a piece that I'm more proud of than that. Then we have Theocracy. We had to let the band out to run a little bit, and this was certainly a good piece for that. Of course, if Theocracy was letting them out to run a little bit, what was Thunder Out of Valhalla? We just really wanted to take something to the drums, and I think this one came out very nice. It's actually the poem We Owe Debt to Memory, but done with a very percussive background. Next up, at 2 minutes and 16 seconds, we have Pink Jade, Soft as Dawn. I love this piece. I think it's wonderfully expressive. Followed by the Multivox production of Love Gods of a Forgotten Religion, which weighs in just under 4 minutes. We took my voice, we did multiple readings of the poem, each of them independent. We then ran each voice through a separate filter and then merged them all back together. And the end result is you catch different intonations and different subtext to the reading of some key passages in there. And because they're not perfectly synced up, it's like a circle, a pantheon of readers, each expressing a different aspect. I thought it was a very interesting result. Then we have Thetis, which was part of a series of poems I wrote called The Nereid. This was written when I was in California for my daughter's wedding, and the entire piece revolves around the notion of the ocean as a lover. We get back to some fairly strong rock with The Wild and Defiled along the way, and then a piece that has gained a lot of attention recently, Darfur, Jesus Wept, which is a protest song about the insensitivity of the West to the humanitarian crisis and genocide in the Sudan. Next up, we have the instrumental for Bridget, which I may or may not decide to include on the CD. And then a long-form piece called Amomancy, which contains over a dozen poems. I'm not going to go into the full list here and now. But that runs 19 minutes long with musical background. And then finally, the piece, once again, The Nemicorn, which is the piece Bridget, the musical piece Bridget, with the lyrics added in. So as you can see, this is a pretty brimful project. And again, this is subject to change. We may pull or add one or two pieces in the last moments before release. But certainly look to this honor before November 1st. November 1st is one of those days on my annual calendar when I like to actually have something happen in my world. So anyway, it's good to have you drop by this week. Hope you enjoyed, once again, the Nemacorn. Hope to see you next week. I'll try to be better about getting these out on time. And until then, this is William F. DeVault. Thank you for coming in from out of the city.